Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Ayan Jinko. He is the CEO of Cyrus Logistics, based in Paramaribo in the state of Suriname, South America. And first and foremost, Ayan, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Bo. I'm honored to be here.
We are happy to have you here, and I must say you are doing the maiden voyage here, because we never ever interviewed anyone from Suriname before, at least not sitting in Suriname. So,
it's my absolute pleasure to be the first from my country.
Excellent, very good to hear. Well, I always start my interviews with asking the interviewee, or the accused, as I sometimes call them, as a joke, to explain a little bit about their background. So Ayan, how come you got into logistics in the first place? You are a young guy. How did you start?
A very long story short, my dad, he was a customs officer. And yes, after high school, I tried to get in the customs, as I wanted to become one as well, but didn't happen. So a bit heartbroken, I went into the hospitality. Mm-hmm. I was a chef for a year, but then I saw it wasn't anything for me. In 2020, I started again in logistics, and now we're here.
Okay.
And pleasure, I have my own company, my own logistics company.
Fantastic. And is there any reason for the name of Cyrus Logistics? Does it have a meaning, or can you explain how you chose that name?
Yes. In the Greek mythology, Cyrus means the god of opportunity and luck. Ooh. And actually, by luck, Cyrus Logistics came. Cyrus Logistics is happened, or it happened because of luck, and there was no better name.
Okay, that's a very special name. I many years ago, I used to have a company called Penta Shipping. It meant five in Greek, because we were five owners. So I like the style. Greek history and mythology is very important even for today. So good name you've got. Tell me about logistics in Suriname. I mean, do you have Paramaribo? Is that the main port of your country, isn't it?
Yes, the Shoal Sydney Hafen is the main port.
Okay. And do you have direct calls? I mean, ships coming in from Europe, or is it transshipment via other ports?
No, we have direct shipments coming from Europe and also from the US.
Okay, I see. And
yes,
go on.
It comes from China, or even the Middle East. It goes through the Europe and then to Suriname.
Okay. Suriname, I think for many of our viewers, is a relatively new country. It's not a country we hear so much about. Tell me a little bit about, or tell our viewers a little bit about the story. What kind of language do you speak there? Do you have your own language, or it was a colony before? When did you get your independence? What can you tell our viewers?
So, personally, Suriname is a paradise. We mm-hmm. are the most forested country in the world, with 93% forest.
Wow.
And yes, we were, our official language is Dutch. We were a colony of the Netherlands until 1975, where we achieved our independence. Mm-hmm. And since then, we have been a republic. Still a growing country and economy. And right now, it is. I think there is no better time for us to grow as a country, especially when the oil and gas business is booming right now.
Okay, so that means you have your own oil and gas, reserves outside in your country.
Yes, we have our own reserves. Okay. We have a state-owned oil refinery, Stats
mm-hmm.
Oli,
mm-hmm.
and Total is here in the offshore. Total and Apache, they are exploring the offshore.
Okay, fantastic. And I suppose tourism, is that a big money earner for the country?
Big. As I said, we're the most forested country. So the insights is The forest and the jungle is just beautiful. It's truly something to see or to visit.
Okay.
And of course, our people were very friendly. And I think this country is best known for our food. We are foodies, if I may say it so.
You may say so, and I must say I've met a couple of guys, including yourself now from Suriname, and I confirm you are very friendly people. I have to pay you a visit sometime soon. What can you? How many people live in Suriname right now?
We have a population of 600,000 people.
Okay, so
Yes.
it's quite a small population then.
Yes.
And of course, Paramaribo being that is also the capital of the
Yes.
country, right? Okay. And I am for the logistics. I mean, you have a small population, and compared to that, relatively, yeah, the country is big compared to the population, of course. How do you face a lot of logistic headaches in your country? Or let's say you get the containers into Paramaribo, can you deliver the containers or cargo to elsewhere in the country?
Yes, we have. It's actually logistics is always a problem everywhere.
Yeah.
The laws, the legislations, and everything. Even here, we have we have some problems, but it's always, but still, it's exciting. For every problem, there is a solution, and if you followed the law and regulations, there shouldn't be a problem getting the
Okay.
shipment, getting the containers in, or transporting them by land.
Out, yes. And I understand
Or
since your father was in customs, I'm quite sure that you know how to deal with the customs, right?
yes,
That's
I bit of experience.
good. Yes, it's what we say in shipping, you know. It's not what you know, it's who you know, right?
Exactly,
So
exactly.
may I ask another practical question from a logistics standpoint? You have Suriname, and I looked at the map here, and I'm looking at it right now, actually, that your country is kind of in between the two Guyanas. Is there any trade between you and the two Guyanas, or you and Brazil? You have a regular trade there between the three countries?
No, I don't think there is a trade.
Okay.
We have a good understanding with both Guyana and French Guyana.
Okay,
Yes.
so you are good neighbors, so to speak. It's not like in other parts of the world. Yeah.
Yes, no, we're good neighbors with everyone,
Okay.
with Brazil, French Guyana, and even Guyana.
Okay, good to hear. For your company in logistics, you started it not long ago. How many staffs have you got at the moment?
How many were?
Staffs, employees.
We're currently with three people.
Three people, okay, and of course you are the CEO of the company. Do you have tell me a typical shipment that you handle? Is it mainly coming in by containers, or do you also have ro-ro ships coming in? What is your main let's say logistics business? Customs clearance, inland, LCL, container projects?
Well, we mostly do FCLs
Okay.
and some LCLs, and we also do air freight.
Okay. Ah, yes. And I suppose you have direct flights into Amsterdam, I guess. And
But mostly from the US,
okay.
not much from Europe.
Okay. You have direct flights to the US from Suriname. Okay.
We have direct flights every week. We have two every week we have two flights from Paramaribo to the US
Okay.
to Miami.
To Miami, yes, of course. Okay, interesting. And do you see, I suppose that the COVID-19 was a big problem also in your country. Can you see that the business has picked up again? I mean, now it's gone. Do you feel that there's a boom in your business right now?
Well, actually, logistics was one of the few businesses that didn't stop during the COVID. It
Okay.
was one of, yes, we were one. We were also up and running every day, even with every cargo coming in, medical supplies or anything, especially at COVID, there were a lot of medical supplies coming in.
Okay,
So
I think I
just
can
think about
I can imagine, yes.
I didn't sleep.
No. And as you probably know, some of the ship owners were really very happy during Corona because they never had so high rates and they never had so much cargo in one go.
Yes, even here we had I think some of the prices raised with 300%. So the prices went very high.
Yes, and of course now they're starting to scream again because the rates are in the bottom now. So now the ship owners come and invite you for lunch, then you know that they're hungry, right?
They're hungry, yes. They need some food.
Yes, exactly. That's good. And in Suriname, you say you are a republic. You have a president or prime minister. How is the country organized?
No, we have a president,
Okay.
a vice president, and our ministers.
Okay.
Yes, and we have a parliament.
Okay, as well. Okay, cool. Yeah, but it's as I said before, it's really my fault. I never even visited your country. I never thought much about it because neither Suriname or the Guyanas, because sitting in Europe or sitting in China, yeah, you always look at Brazil first because they get the attention because they're big, right?
Yes, exactly. But
So
even then, I surely do invite you to come. It's th this is if I may say so, this is the right time to invest.
yes.
Just yesterday, we spoke with Total, and the next year we're getting our FIT for the offshore business.
Okay.
So I think this is the right time to invest in Suriname, not especially in the oil and gas, but also in the tourism sector
Right.
or the logistics. And this is the right time to invest. But Bo, I do invite you, especially just to see the nature.
Oh,
I
yes.
you're traveling a lot, and you've never been here. So if you should come and see our country. We all have to.
I give you my word that before the year is up, I will definitely be there. I just have to take Houston and Europe first, and then maybe on the way back I can go up. May I a practical question? Do you have flights from Suriname to other places in Latin America?
Latin America,
Like
Panama.
Brazil, like
Yes,
from.
we have direct flights to Miami, but in transit, we first fly to Guyana and then to Miami.
Oh,
We have
okay.
to Curaçao, to Belém, to Amsterdam,
Okay.
and to Panama.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but then I give you my words. I'll be there before the year is up, and I promise I will not eat anything until I arrive, because now you mentioned about the food, so.
Yes, and from the airport, I know the exact spot to take you.
That's good. How do you feel? How do you get about letting the world know that Cyrus Logistics exist? How do you make sure that the people outside Suriname know about you?
Well, we are on LinkedIn. We do not have a website yet. We're currently building our website,
Okay.
but we have to find it on LinkedIn or on Facebook.
Okay. Very good. Good. I will definitely make sure that this interview will get all the attention necessary. So we help each other here, and it's very interesting that a friend of yours and also mine, Michael in Netherlands, he mentioned your name. So that's how we because I had an interview with him, and that's how we know each other now.
Yes, and also thank you to Michael. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Yeah, exactly. It is how is in Suriname, and you when you have links to Miami, you have ships coming in. What countries are the main trading partners? Just so our viewers understand a little bit about, is China a major partner? Is Netherlands? Is US? Which countries do you mainly, shall we say, deal with?
Well, mainly, I can say definite. I can give a definite answer because we have markets in coming from the Europe, from China, and from the US.
Okay. Okay. And of course, if you mention oil and gas, it's Total, of course, you mentioned as well. Often, when it's oil and gas, I guess a lot of spare parts would be coming out of the US and things like that for the oil and gas industry.
Yes.
Okay, that's
So that
interesting. I really hope oil and gas can be a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing. It can destroy the environment. So, of course, I hope your government knows how to keep the balance between the two, right?
yes, I'm sure they do, and also Total, and I think they do make sure that we keep a safe environment.
Yeah, that's important for the future. So
Yes.
three staffs at the moment, and how does it feel to be a CEO of your own company? Now you can no longer blame somebody else. You have to take the
Truly, as a young CEO, it is amazing. I keep learning every day,
Yeah.
but also there's the hard part. It's so much stress and keeping or failing the targets. So it's both exciting, hard, and but at the end, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, no, it's I can only concur. I had my first company when I was 23, or was partner in the first company that I mentioned before at 23. How old are you now?
I'm 25 right
That
now.
is incredible. I mean, I have two children older than you, so but I that only reminds me how old I am myself. So let's not talk about that. But I really applaud young people like yourself to take the chance and start your own company instead of being a slave in some big corporate environment with lots of politics and lots of managers who wants to keep you down. I really respect that. So good work by you. And if but of course there's no free lunch. You have to hang in there. You have to get up in the morning. Nobody's doing it for you, right?
Exactly. Just get up, work, and just do what you do best.
Yes, exactly. Hang in there. There's no you simply have to put in the hours. I remember when I was partner in my first company, you cannot look at the clock. Oh, it's 5 o'clock, I have to go home and blah blah blah, play football or whatever. No, you can't. You have to finish the job and you have to be available. If they want to call you at 9 p.m., then you pick up the phone. That's the way it is.
But
Yeah.
then again, I don't see my job as work, because logistics is something that I truly love.
Yeah.
And if I do something I love, I don't think I'm working.
No,
So.
you're saying exactly as I would have. It's a very good response. I mean, if you love your job, you don't work a day in your
Anyway.
life. So.
So whenever people call me for something and a client says, "Hey, I need a broker." Yes, I'm here. If you need transport, I'm here. If you need shipping, I'm here. Freight forwarding, just name it. So
Fantastic,
it's
fantastic.
so whenever they call, I answer, and the work gets done.
That's what I like to hear. So, one of the last questions here for you, Ian. So, you are the sole owner? Do you have a partner or in your
So
company?
I am the sole owner.
Sole owner. Okay,
Yes.
that's good. So you can quickly decide. Very, very good, Ian. I must say, very impressed, and also you make me very keen on visiting your country. And since I now publicly made a promise here, I better stick to it. So I'll get back to you on that. But formally, I want to say many, many thanks, Ian, for this good interview for the first time ever. A very nice young person with his own company sitting in Suriname have been interviewed. So thank you for that.
Thank you, and thank you very much both for having me.
You're most welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been the CEO of Cirrus Logistics, Mr. Ian Jinko, sitting in Paramaribo in Suriname. And it's a very beautiful country located on the northern shores of South America. So do contact him if you need anything in that region of the world. And for me, editor of Project Cargo Weekly, stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.